Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.
From KQED.
Nearly 30 years ago, living in a suburban Los Angeles neighborhood, I was awoken at 3 a.m. by a noise. A dark figure in the doorway quickly transformed into an intruder on my bed, holding a gun to my forehead. For 2 hours, he held me hostage in my home, alternating between calm dialogue and physical violence. It's the closest brush with death I've ever experienced. My attacker quickly set about looking for anything of value to steal. One of his first questions was if I had a gun. I vividly remember telling him that I did not, that I was afraid of guns. As a single woman living on my own for the first time, with fresh memories of the 1992 LA riots that followed the Rodney King verdict, having a gun might have seemed a practical safety measure. And I imagine on hearing my story, some gun rights supporters would say that had I been properly trained to use a gun, I could have defended myself. But I know that owning a gun would not have made me safer that night, and might even have escalated the situation into a more dangerous one. Worse yet, any gun that I owned would have ended up on the streets, making others less safe. My story is a lucky one. My attacker was caught, and I had the satisfaction of a trial, followed by a conviction. I know that every crime victim's story is unique, but I also have no doubt that adding another gun to the mix would not have produced a better outcome for me. Only with fewer guns in our country will we be safer in our homes, workplaces, churches, and schools. This is proven out by statistics from other advanced economies. The U.S. is an extreme outlier in both the number of guns owned by civilians and the number of deaths caused by them. We don't need guns to protect ourselves. We need our lawmakers to protect us from guns in the hands of those who intend harm. With a perspective, I'm Valerie Kirk.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mindshift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond, with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED podcasts too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.